This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Don't you think it's time I let you know? The podcast that is my favorite show. Review is the one I seek. I want to listen every week. I'm a podcast. Yeah. I like to listen at work. In the Discord is where I lurk. Will the show be on Buffett or a snowman building kit? Then when the show is done, I think, what's next? And I know I'm a podcat because I like it. And I know I'm a podcat because I listen. Listen every week. Listen every week. Listen every week. Listen every week. And I know I'm a podcat because I listen. Yeah! Listen right now!
I love that one so much!
What did you just say?
I love that one so much!
That tracks.
I love that. That was from Tyler.
I'm disappointed in you, Tyler.
Tyler goes, "Dear Alvin Riley, I wrote and recorded most of this before you guys asked for non-copyright material. I didn't want this to join the theme song graveyard along with Alf Wears His Sunglasses Inside and Jeff Is Out, parodies of Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart and Black Me Out by Against Me that are rotting in my desk drawer. So here we are, my take on the Descendants pervert turned into podcat. Riley probably prefers the subject matter of the original, but I think Alf would agree it is at best a little misogynistic. We all know what a meninist Riley is, though.
Yeah.
The timing is off, the vocals are rough, and the instruments are property of Epitaph Records. Enjoy, or do what I do when I have a theme song come up and hit skip a couple times. Best, Tyler the Untalented." Tyler, that's one of my favorite theme songs ever.
You see, that's really interesting. If those of you at home don't know the song Pervert by the Descendants,
I don't know the song.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say don't look it up.
Okay.
It's free.
Because
I think this, Tyler saying it's a little misogynistic is maybe underselling it.
Because I love this version. So I don't know it I don't want to know what the other one sounds like. I have that same cup that you just spilled. Alf just
No, it's a podcast. You don't have to tell them.
Alf just lifted a cup to his lips. Even try to put the water in his mouth.
Just literally
tumbled
poured
out.
It on my chin. Stuck my chimney out like the crimson chim chimney from Fairly
what
Odd
was
Parents.
That?
And I just poured it on myself.
On purpose?
You have this? No, by accident. Do you have this cup?
He's holding up like a cup that's a BU, Boston University cup. I have that same cup. I drink out of that almost every day. Same one.
Before they redesigned the Terrier.
They redesigned the Terrier?
Yeah, back when he still looked fucked up.
I didn't know. Wait. Oh, is it like the weird cartoon? Like,
yeah.
It looks like really happy?
Yes, it's like joyful.
Oh, yeah. No, that's. I don't like that.
He's like happy to be alive. Whereas the current VU mascot, you can see on his face.
That's not Rhett.
He goes,
I'll just say that's not the Rhett I know.
He goes, $70,000 for this? What the fuck?
For those of you who don't know, Alf and I went to Boston University, and the mascot is a Boston Terrier. And at BU, they had an old, old Boston Terrier named Rhett. He died.
He
was
the
mascot who would walk around school, and it looked like he'd be like, kill me. Like, he was just a mess.
I mean, Boston Terriers fit squarely into that camp of, like, dogs I love and think are adorable. And I cannot feel anything other than the deepest sympathy for their existence, you know?
Sure. That's how I feel about French Bulldogs. I love a French Bulldog and also wish they didn't exist because it's so sad.
Yeah. Pugs.
Yes.
You know?
What's new with you, by the way, speaking of pugs?
Riley, I've got some bad news.
Is it cold there?
If you listened to, I think, the episode with Matt Apodaca, which if you haven't listened, that
if
was...
If you haven't,
turn this shit off and listen to that one, because that one was good. I might have confessed on that show that I had stopped drinking coffee.
You're back.
Well, I got some bad news for you.
Well, what was it? What did it for you?
About an hour ago.
Oh, shit. This is very recent.
I fell off the wagon.
Oh, my God, Alfred.
And I did have...
And I drank a bottle of wine.
I did have a coffee tonic, espresso tonic, which
that
is...
That sounds foul.
Tonic water iced with espresso.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
And a little bit of pomegranate fig syrup. So kind of a...
Ew!
It's delicious, darling. You don't know what
that
you're talking about.
Nasty.
It's delicious. What are you on about?
It's delicious.
It's incredibly refined.
Ew! Was your heart racing? Did you have a heart attack?
Oh, I didn't have a heart attack, but I did, I think cardiac arrest is the...
Okay.
No, I feel I dreamed a dream of times gone by. No, I don't feel great. I don't feel right. I feel wrong. I feel wrong.
I don't feel right.
I feel very, very, very energized because I was sleepy before, and now I'm shaky, twitchy.
Shaky. You're wakey but shaky.
I'm wakey. I'm eggs and bakey. Let's get into it. How are you?
I had a cold brew. I was really tired today. I had a cold brew and then I just had a tummy ache and it did not affect my energy levels at all.
The tummy ache.
And you can't help but think that it's because I have now an intolerance to caffeine.
Which is worrying. That's where I was. I took a tea break though and I'm back. I feel fucking crazy.
Yeah, I may need to. I don't know if I can. Because hot coffee in the morning. This is so boring. Fuck it. Let's get into
it. Coffee is.
Well, hot coffee makes me energized. Something I am really looking forward to,
coffee
though.
Coffee makes
is
the world go around.
Tonight. Oh, wait, no. Hold on. I'm going to save that for my What Shook Me. That was insane.
It's all over my pants. Happened. I didn't notice until right now.
You pissed yourself.
It literally looks
like that
I...
was in the water. You pissed yourself.
Oh, that's right. I'm pissing myself as we speak.
So because you can't see this Zoom, everybody, Alf poured water on himself, and I'll address the elephant in the room. I'm wearing a Breathe Right strip on my nose because you know
what happened
to me? I can't
even see it. I can't even see it.
Because it's a clear one. Mm-hmm. I apparently have a deviated septum. So that's what's new with me. Is that I went to an ENT doctor to check out my TMJ. How many more letters can I put in a sentence? I went to the EMT to get my TMJ looked at. A lot of clicking, a lot of pain in the ear and my jaw.
Your jaw clicks.
And, oh, big time. It locks. It locks.
It locks?
Like crack it. Oh, yeah. I have to crack it back. No, it's like really bad. And then sometimes my ears will just muffle and ring. And I'm like, I need to. It's like Charlie Brown. Like, wah, wah, wah. I'm like, I should see someone about this.
Holy fuck. Yeah.
So I go to the doctor.
How did your hypochondriac ass wait until now to go to a doctor?
Because I'm like, it's probably fine. I know. No, once the ears started ringing, that's when I'm like, oh, I should see something about this. But anyway, you know, he was like, stop drinking so much caffeine. It makes you clench your jaw, which leads to more TMJ.
Probably true.
I've stopped chewing gum, which is really hard for me because
I love
chewing gum. But he was like, breathe in. He's like, do you sleep with your mouth open? And I'm like, no, like I don't think I snore. Like all this stuff. He goes, do you wake up with drool on your pillow?
No, and I'm like, sorry. I have to cut you off because I did ultimately hear the story once before and you're leaving out a crucial detail.
Oh yeah. I say, well, I know I go to sleep with my mouth closed.
You say, no, I don't think I sleep with my mouth open. It's definitely closed when I go to sleep.
But anyway, then he goes, take a breath in.
What the fuck?
And I do. And then he looks in my nose. And then he's like, hold on 1 second. He takes a nose strip, puts it on my nose. And then he goes, now take a deep breath. And you know those videos of like deaf babies getting hearing aids and hearing their parents for the first time?
Or when grandpa gets to see with color glasses for the first time and he can see in color.
That is what it felt like. And he goes, did you know that you have a deviated septum? And I said, well, I sure fucking do now. This feels amazing. Like, that is what it feels like to breathe normal. And he's like, yeah, you have nothing to compare it to. Like, you have a deviated septum. And
do you think it's from, like, what? Like, your MMA period? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, it's, like, from my time being in the cage. Like, but yeah. I didn't think that that was a last... Again, I had nothing to compare it to. So it was probably deviated before I got in the cage.
I don't think it probably was. I saw some of those fights. You got hit in the head a lot.
So that's been blowing my mind. I slept with one on last night. Best sleep of my life. Best sleep
is
of
that
my
true?
Life. Yes.
That sucks.
Oh, it's crazy.
I'm
and so
sorry. Because
I am maybe going to get a surgery.
Do
later
you know what's
this
crazy?
Year.
We had this conversation yesterday. Mm-hmm. I couldn't fall asleep last night because I was.
Did you know that 80% of people right. have a deviated septum?
You
don't
said
know.
That to me because I couldn't yes. fall asleep last night because I was Googling how to know if you have a deviated septum. You
oh.
became. You managed to infect me with hypochondria about. But I think I might have a deviated septum.
Well, mama, go get
how
a breathing strip.
How do I know?
Go to a doctor. Get a breathing strip. See if it affects.
What if I just do
this? But I'm probably going to get the surgery
can I do
later
it?
This year to... Can you do it? Can
the
you
surgery.
Get the surgery?
No, can I do
oh,
yours?
Can you do the surgery on me?
Doesn't look
well,
that hard. I looked.
Like,
I watched
I
a video of it. I don't think it looks that
I
hard.
I don't want my nose to look different. I asked my doctor and he goes, no, not if it's the right person.
It like, wouldn't if I do it.
I don't believe that.
Just a... hammer and a chisel and
nope.
Give me a couple taps. Get that straightened right out.
It's like, you know, in SpongeBob when he's trying to make a perfect sculpture and he just taps it once and all
that's,
of the marble
that
falls.
That is my septum straightening surgery skill on display.
You know what I would want going into surgery is like a nice little like comfort thing to hold as the anesthesia
Chauncey,
puts
if
me
you
under.
Will.
Chauncey, if you
look
will.
Look it up.
But
organic
if it's
plug.
Not Chauncey, because I don't want to take him to the hospital. I would want something nice and squishy.
He doesn't like
and
hospitals.
Soft. Hates hospitals.
Yeah.
Hates hospitals.
Because of the incident.
Well, because it's like he and I went to the cage together one time.
Right.
And it got really intense.
And he got fucked up.
Yeah.
But you got hit in the head a lot. Yeah, right. That guy was
yeah.
pulp.
Like I won, but like I did not make it out unscathed. I'll tell you that.
Psychologically, I don't know if you ever recovered.
No, God no. Yeah. We're talking about jelly cats today.
A jelly
soft
cat
little
is a jelly cat.
Angelical cat is a jelly cat. I learned about jelly cats on a little indie app called TikTok, and
what is that?
It's a little video. It's like Vine.
Oh, I might be into that.
Jelly cats are so Elizabeth Valenti, friend of the pod and of life, and I tried to explain jelly cats and squishmallows to Daniel Rashid. And Daniel looked at, he goes, why do I feel like I'm talking to 2 5-year-olds? What the fuck is it?
Daniel,
what are
you,
you
don't
talking
fucking
about?
Get it, dude.
And jelly cat, they just look so soft and so great. They're stuffed animals. They're toys. They are ultimately toys.
Yeah, they're
for
like
kids.
If Beanie Babies were fun to hold.
Exactly. And I have been really wanting, I don't have any, but I bought one for Irene Walton. Because she has a whole deviled egg series. And so I found a little deviled egg keychain.
Oh,
and I got her that.
That's cute.
Go check out her deviled egg series. She's doing a deviled egg inspired by every state in America.
That's so many.
I know.
That would hurt me.
I really want a capybara one.
Why is that?
Because I love a capybara. Mm. And it's really cute.
Have you ever seen one?
And not in real life. Mm. I really want
we
to.
We can make that happen.
I want to. So I... There is one, and all last month it was like, oh, sold out, restock in March. This morning,
okay,
it is
March
Friday,
1st.
March 1st. I open my phone, go to the website.
Oh, no.
It says
sold out.
Back in April.
You're
and
fucking
I'm like,
lying.
You've got to be fucking joking. And so Daniel thinks what happened is that it's like they're just still out of stock. But I'm like, I don't think so. I think
you think
people,
they sold out like that.
People are rabid for these. People collect these like nobody's business.
They are incredibly popular.
Do you have one?
No.
Do you want one?
Yes.
What one do you want? What is your experience with jelly cats?
A jelly cat is a jelly. Well, when I first met Bomblerina, no, I, do you think that's why they're called that? No, they're not. That's just because
no.
they're squishy like jelly.
Yes.
They're squishy like jelly.
They're squishy like jelly.
What did you just say?
They're squishy like jelly. I saw a rat yesterday. Did you know that?
Did you know that? I saw a rat.
They're squishy like jelly. Did you know that?
Did you know that? I forgot about the rat thing. Jesus Christ. I have held one. I have touched.
A jelly cat?
Yes. They're very soft. I liked it. They're squishy like jelly. Did you know that? And
it's squishy like jelly. Did you know that?
And I really do want one now. Reading the reviews, and every single one was like, "This cured my anxiety. I love it so much." And there's such a wide variety.
Yes.
I was expecting to be like, you know, you got your basic dog, your cat.
You can get a bowl of blueberry oatmeal.
They are not.
You can get a lock.
They are not your granddad's stuffed animals. I'll tell you that much. I had a beautiful, when I was a
bowl
baby.
Bowl of oatmeal.
When I was a beautiful baby, when I was a beautiful bouncing baby
boy.
When
I was a beautiful baby.
Did you know that?
Let me tell you, I was a beautiful baby. Did you know
that? I was a gorgeous baby. I was a gorgeous, bald baby. And
I was a gorgeous baby. Did you know that?
Did you guys know I was a beautiful baby. Did you know that? And
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I was a beautiful, beautiful boy. Starring Steve Carell and Logan Lerman. Is that right?
No.
Steve, beautiful boy.
Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet. No, Logan Lerman was in Boy Erased. The wickedly talented Jellicle Cat. No, I, what the fuck was I even fucking saying?
When you were a baby.
When I was a beautiful bouncing baby boy, I had a stuffed animal. Little pooch, imagine. Dog. Ew. Little dog. Little poochie. A little dog. Blonde. You know, very, very, like sort of a sandy golden retriever puppy. Yeah? Do you know what my name for it was?
Doggy.
Ginger Puppy. Fucker wasn't ginger, I'll tell you that much. Fucker was not, he was as fucking blonde as they come.
Ginger
Looked
Puppy.
Looked like a Skarsgård twin.
Ginger Puppy.
Ginger Puppy. What the fuck
ginger
was I
Ginger Puppy's
on?
A cute name.
Yeah, I loved it. I say, oh,
I mean,
mommy,
wrong color,
mommy,
but
is
cute
ginger
name.
Can I have ginger? I don't know what happened to him. I think he might have
died.
I think we might have put him down. Did you I mean, you had Chauncey, obviously.
Chauncey,
do you feel like
do I still sleep with Chauncey sometimes?
I know that I already knew the answer to that. Do you have a squish kit cat? What are they called?
Jelly cat. Not squishmallow
jelly cat.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I want the cat.
Do you think Chauncey
one,
would get jealous?
Here's the thing. I love having a little thing. Okay, timeline.
Okay,
if all goes well, we're getting a dog later this year.
Congrats.
At the end of the year. Thank you. So once we have our little stinker, that's who I'm going to cuddle. But until then, I need a squishy little soft guy to cuddle.
Yeah.
And
but then what
Chauncey
are you going to do?
Chauncey is just too precious. Like, he's just so old. So I
it's
want
like hugging
squishy...
your grandma. You're worried that if you...
Yeah,
him too
I don't
want to
break
it. He's gonna fall apart.
And so I do want like a nice little squishy little thing. And I want the capybara one, but I feel
but
like
only
it
for
is...
9 months, and then what? You chuck it away once the dog arrives?
No, I'm not gonna chuck it. Whatever. It'll be great.
So defensive. It'll what the fuck?
It's because it's like I'm never gonna be wasteful. I'm not gonna be like tossing the stuffed animal. It's gonna be cute, and it's gonna live in my home.
Mm. And you think you would swap out just one? Because I've seen, I've known people where it's like,
no,
because
they're expensive.
You walk into their house and it's like collection.
No,
it
I have
like
seen
there
videos.
There is a Greek chorus looking back at you.
People on TikTok are like, I collect these or whatever. They're expensive.
I'm like, yeah, what is this? Six figures? Where is this coming from? How are you?
It's wild. But all that being said, should we take a little break and go squish a little guy?
Yeah. I would really prefer it if you didn't. Call going
well,
to the bathroom.
We're
gonna
take.
From now on. Sorry, guys. I'm just gonna go squish a little guy. Don't worry.
That's fucking foul.
Yeah. If she comes back, tell her I'll have the grilled salmon. Okay. I'm just gonna go squish a little guy.
We'll be right back once we squish little guys, and then we'll read reviews for jelly cats. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like, you can still, like, emergency, like, finding the phone and, like,
yes,
your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that, even.
perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back with the Jellicle Cat. A Jellicle Cat. Alf, do you want to start us off with a Jellicle Cat?
No, I would prefer it if you did. But I can. No, I can. I can. Seriously, no, I will.
You never do.
I know. That's because I like to let women speak first.
No, you don't. Famously.
True. Famously.
You like to let them speak first so that you can be like, actually? And then, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. That's like, literally
that's
what I'm
so
like.
That's so true. That's so you.
Jellicle Cat. This is for Jelly Cat. Bashful Dragon.
Oh.
Stuffed animal.
Kind of cheeky.
Medium. 12 inches. 12 inches. Hello. 12 inches is a medium.
That's
if you ask
a medium?
Me. Oh, yeah. I'd hate to see
I would say that's actually.
I'd hate to see you large. Whoa. I don't get no respect. What if I.
Heavens to Megatroid.
What if I started doing a Rodney Dangerfield impression for the whole rest of it? My son comes home the other day. He says to me, no, I'm not doing that.
You sound like Top Cat.
in many ways. Okay, this is from...
Do you think Top Cat's a jelly cat?
Do you think Top Cat's a bottom? Okay, this is for me.
Do you think Top Cat's an angelical cat?
Do you think
angelical cat?
An angelical cat. An evangelical cat.
Evangelical cats. Evangelical cats.
Have you heard
cats?
The good news? Oh, what about it? What about it? Have you heard the good news? Have you met my friend? Have you met my friend? Jesus Christ. I don't get no respect.
Okay, this is from... Nope. The username is Nope.
Nope. Nope.
No.
Uh-oh. Nope. Pants, no shoes, no service.
No pants, no shoes, no service, but get so in the, here, so you shirtless freaks.
Yeah, so the last name is ants, no. No shoes, no service.
First name, no.
Nope. Oh, no. Nope. First name is Nope. Ants, no shoes, no service.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
One star.
Oh, shit. Verified. Bashful Dragon?
Verified purchase, though, so... You know it's
okay,
real.
But it's for Bashful Dragon. It like is. It's one star.
Medium Bashful Dragon, 12 inches. He's sort of a, just to picture it in your mind, he's sort of a very delicate sort of pastel coral green.
What if you're just gonna be like, well, he's sort of like a very bashful dragon.
If you now just picture this in your mind, he's like, it's kind of hard to describe. He's like 12 inches, medium, bashful.
And a dragon, if you can believe that.
And he's like a dragon. No, but he's like a nice light green coral color.
Light green and coral?
Yeah.
A nice light green coral color,
yes, you know
is what you said.
What the fuck I'm meaning?
No, I don't, because that's not the same thing. Coral is pink. Are you saying light green and Alfred?
What?
That's a green dragon.
Yes, but coral colored.
What the fuck are you? Look up the color coral right now.
Several means seven. Oh no.
Coral is
pink. Oh no,
pink.
You're right. Coral is
coral.
What
is
am I thinking
pink.
Of? What am I thinking
I don't
of?
Know.
What's coral? It's like, but you know, it's the color of coral. It's not.
It's you're like thinking of seaweed, my love.
Sea. No, but it's not seaweed. That's such a dark green. It's like a
kelp? You think coral
you know is... what it is you know what it is you know what it is you know why I got muddled it's a seafoam green it's another aquatic color coral I don't know what I was thinking it's a seafoam green very light very delicate very 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 warm inviting neutral
very bashful
green. Very bashful very 12 inches medium fucking Christ gonna like pulling teeth trying to read this review you know what I mean
I'm just trying to teach you colors.
And one day I'm going to learn.
No, it ain't going to be this day.
It is not. Ginger puppy. I've been struggling since day one with this shit.
Ginger puppy. Coral green.
From ginger puppy to coral green. This fucker does not know colors.
That's unbelievable.
And I'm not colorblind. I've taken a test online many, many times because I'm like, I must be.
And it's all gray, so I know I'm
but
not
it's,
colorblind.
You know what's interesting about that? I used to have a couch that was gray, 100% gray. Every person that came in my apartment, oh, it's on the green couch. Excuse me? My couch is gray. Everyone thought
so
it was green.
So you are colorblind.
Well, and one star from no pants, no shoes, no service. And I'm going to do an accent, and it's going to become apparent why.
Okay.
Won't save them from
it's
breaking up.
It's deeply offensive.
Won't save them from breaking up with you. Brought her this. Turns out she cheated on me with a guy from uni. That's where I did the accent. With a guy from uni. She'd been there for less than 2 months. She said she wasn't getting enough attention from me. Smiley face.
What?
Brought her this. Turns out she cheated on me with a guy from uni. She'd been there less than 2 months. She said she wasn't getting enough attention from me.
Smiley face. Yeah, smiley face smiley is face. Really terrifying.
I think it's kind of like a, she says she wasn't getting enough attention from me. Makes you think. Yeah, I guess she wasn't getting enough attention from me, so she says.
So I got her a bashful dragon.
So I bashed her head in.
Sorry, so what's the timeline?
Okay, he brought her this.
Uh-huh.
And then it turned out, though, that she cheated on him with a guy from uni.
Yes, no, I got all
She'd
that.
She'd been there for less than 2 months.
I understand. I'm wondering
so what are
if
you confused
he
about?
Brought... I'm wondering if, like, he bought this, brought it to her, and then while he was giving it to her, like on that trip, he realized, oh, she's been cheating on me.
Right, and I think if we really dig into the text, the most devastating part of it is the subject line, which was, won't save them from breaking up with you.
And I did ultimately forget about
right?
that.
Right, so it's like,
yeah.
She cheated on you. You brought her this dragon.
Yeah, what if it was
anyway,
after the fact?
To be like, does this win you back? And then she breaks up with you. It's like, my friend.
Again.
Nope. No pants, no shoes, no service. You should have broken up with her when you found out that she cheated you on a guy from uni.
Simon, I really wish that you had called before coming all the way out here.
Well, you said you liked big gestures, so here I am.
I do, but it just, it's not a great time.
Okay, and... Sorry, should I have checked your Google Calendar before I planned my big romantic gesture?
Well, it's just like, you know, I would have appreciated a little bit of notice. There's stuff that's happened, conversations I wanted to have, and I didn't want it to go down like this.
I thought you'd be happy to see me.
It's been 2 months. I would be too. It's been 2 months. A lot can happen in 2 months, Simon.
Yeah.
Especially when you're at uni and all.
Yeah. I've been calling it that. I can't quite figure out why.
It's what they call it over in England.
Right. But we're in Sitka, Alaska. Why are you talking about England?
It doesn't matter. I just, Simon, I don't want to waste your time and... I certainly don't want to waste mine.
Come back to bed, darling.
Who is that?
It's nobody, Simon.
Can I come in? Is there someone in there with you?
Simon, please just stay at the door. Simon, please stay at the door. I just want to cut to the chase right now. You are amazing. You have been nothing but kind and loving and supportive and just all around fantastic. But we have to break up. I think we should break
what?
Up. And we are officially broken up now. I just did it. So travel safe and thank you for everything.
No, you seriously, Garf. We have been together through all of high school. Okay, through everything. I went to college in Juneau for you. I got into Harvard.
But I
came out here
but
for
I
you.
I told you not to go. I told you not to. I said, do not change schools because of me. Go to Harvard.
But you
I did
said
tell
that.
You that.
You said that, but it was clear you didn't really feel that.
Listen, all of that to say is I'm sorry for everything. And thank you for everything. And you really, really need to go now.
Okay. Well, it's a 3-hour drive back to Juneau, and... It's pretty late.
You're not staying here.
Then where am
I?
Then where am I gonna stay?
Shit. Okay, you can stay on the couch, but don't even think about coming into the bedroom, okay?
What? Okay. Why would I?
Why are you surprised?
Because you just broke up with me and you think I'm gonna, like, sneak into your bedroom?
I don't know. I thought you might think, like, well, it's two of us here alone. I don't know. This is a crazy day.
So I will be alone if I come in there. It's just gonna be you and me if I go in there.
I did not say that.
Okay. I don't wanna...
Why would you say it? That's such a strange thing to say.
I swear I heard... It doesn't matter. I just want you to know that these were the best 4 years of my life. It's downhill for me from here.
Oh, stop.
And you don't need to say it back. No, I'm serious.
That's not fair.
No, I'm serious. It
doesn't
need to be that for you. It does not need to be
that
for you.
Do you hear the position that puts me in of you being like, oh, this is the best, now it's all downhill from here. Like, you can't put that on me.
Ironic.
What's ironic about that?
Spent 4 years saying I don't talk about my feelings enough. I finally fucking share something with you and all of a sudden.
But it's so manipulative. That's so
manipulative.
Yes, it is. You saying it's all downhill from here because of me. You know what? Fine. I'll admit it. There is someone else here.
Are you serious?
Yes. Because we are not together anymore, so I can be... Well, we're not... together.
You could have called before I left. I rented a car.
You could have called me to tell me you were coming.
I'm sorry. I am not the villain in this. You cheated on me, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
And you're trying to make me the villain. And yet,
I'm
the manipulative
one. I'm not trying to
make
you the villain. I'm not trying to make you. No one can make anyone be anything.
Garf, I know you're pre-law, but you're pretty shit at this.
What I'm trying to do is be honest with you. You being in behavioral therapy studies, you should understand that I am really doing my best to be honesty is the best policy, right? And yes, could I have been honest with you when I've been sleeping with Roger for 6 months? Of course I could have been.
Oh, and he has a name.
Of course I could have been. Of course he has a name.
Just keeps getting worse.
I am sorry. I am genuinely, I'm sorry that your feelings are hurt, but I'm not sorry I did it.
Are you serious? You're not sorry you had.
I'm not sorry.
And I'm
going
to call it what it is. An affair.
I am not sorry.
I know
about the affair.
I'm 19, but it's an affair. Because we were together for four years.
I have never felt more like a woman than I do now.
Oh, give me a break with this.
You are.
What?
You are great, and
thank
our relationship
you.
Was great for what it was. For
and
high
what
school
was it
transitioning
you?
Into college. It was a very sweet, we were kids. And now I'm in uni, and I'm getting my back blown out.
I don't need to know that, Garf.
Listen, it's getting late. Just come in, stay on the couch, and then just leave first thing in the morning, okay?
Okay, can we talk about
that? I just don't want you to... No, we're done. I don't want you to be intimidated by Roger because he is a capital M man.
Okay, that... Yeah, that's...
And he's just like... It just makes me feel bashful, if that makes sense.
I guess... Yes, it does make sense. I am frustrated with you.
Of course you are.
I have,
of course you are.
If you would let me get a word out, I have pretty clearly, I think, outlined that I feel like you had an affair, that you were really unfair to me, and yet you're telling me about how fun it is to be with this other man and how he makes you feel bashful.
I think that if you actually care about me,
which I do,
you would be happy.
I'm in love with
that
you.
I'm happy. I am no longer in love with
you. And I am.
And I have
happy.
Not been since I got here.
That could have been communicated.
You literally didn't tell me you were coming.
We've been talking on the phone every day.
Oh, so now I'm the villain.
Yes.
Oh, so now I'm
very much. Remember Borat? Our first date?
Of course I remember.
We went to the Red Box. Pulled out Borat?
Of course. No, we had some amazing times, but we were children then, and now I am a woman.
I would have changed my whole personality for you.
It's too late for that. Do you want to meet Roger or not?
I don't know what's weirder, meeting him or not, so I guess it's up to him.
I think, you know what? We'll put the ball in Roger's court.
Okay.
I am sorry. I am genuinely sorry for hurting you. I mean that so sincerely.
Doesn't feel like it, but fine. I have no choice but to take you at your word.
Well, come on in, Simon.
Thank you.
Couch is here, obviously. I'll be right back. I'm going to get you a pillow and a blanket for the night.
I knew you were going to talk to Roger, presumably.
I'm just going to grab a pillow and a blanket.
Okay. Okay.
You just wait here.
I think we should meet. Now I'm saying that.
Okay. Well, why don't I bring him out? And
well, go,
you two can talk.
No,
you two can talk
no,
while I go
no,
get the pillow.
I think you should
blanket.
Have a one-on-one conversation with him and see if he wants to come out, is what
I...
Because it feels weird
think,
for me.
I think that I should not be in the room
okay.
when you two meet.
Oh, that's fine, but at least introduce us.
Okay,
it's
going to
be so weird if he just walks out here.
That's
and
fair.
I'm just sitting here and he's like, who the fuck is this?
No, okay. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, Raj.
Hello, Funky Monkey.
Stop!
Funkle
Listen.
The Monkle. What's
oh my
up,
God.
Darling?
Oh my God, stop. You know how that gets me.
I know.
Listen, so you know how I told you I had a boyfriend and you said I don't care about that?
Absolutely.
I did break up with him. But he is here and spending the night, and he Ooh, wants to meet you.
Menage a trois.
No, nothing like that. He's staying on the couch, strictly
right,
on the couch.
All right.
But I'm going to get a pillow and blanket for him. Why don't you... Here, come here. Hey, Simon. This is Roger.
Nice to meet you.
Ooh, likewise.
Cool.
This is going a lot better than I expected it to.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's it. You guys met. And here's your pillow and your blanket. We are going to be having very loud, very animalistic, raucous, like bacchanal levels of sex. And
you're welcome to join.
No, he's not. He is not welcome to join. He's not welcome to join.
He used to be fun, Garfy.
I know. It's anyone but him.
I just... Threesomes were a thing.
They were. I know. We were having sex what? With so many people. Simon...
Did he say threesomes were your thing?
They were. Everyone in school. Uni. Knows that threesomes
school,
are our
never
thing.
Heard of that.
No, and that's who I meant, Uni.
Oh, come
Everyone
to bed,
here.
You cheeky monkey.
Oh my gosh, Simon. I hate to do this to you, but I do ultimately. I can't. I bend to his will, ultimately.
That's not the only thing she bends. What does that even mean?
I'll leave you to figure it out.
Okay, I'll be in the, I don't even want to, the foyer, I guess. It doesn't feel like a living room. It's kind of just an entryway with a couch in it. Anyway, yeah. So, Simon,
sorry for everything. And I hope you leave first thing in the morning.
Okay. Roger, it was I don't want to say pleasure because that would be a lie. And I've been working on lying. Mm-hmm.
And by that, he means working on not lying.
Yes, I think that was clear. I don't think anyone would be working on lying more. My New Year's resolution, be a bigger shit.
Oh, come on. Oh, stop it. Simon, don't be
Although
like
maybe
that
was your fucking New Year's resolution.
Hey, Roger, don't let him talk to me like this.
Baby, you could fight your own battles.
Oh, you're so right. Okay, Simon, again, I am sorry. And I hope that you... do well.
Yeah, okay, thanks. So fucking superficial.
I mean it sincerely.
Can I have the ring back?
What's that?
My grandmother's ring. I want it back.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've been meaning to send that to you.
Before you told me we were breaking up, you were going to send me a ring.
Well, I knew that we were going to break up, so I was trying
Just
to figure
give me
out
the
a
fucking
way to
ring.
Send it.
Thanks. Well, you know, when she was, you know, in hospital. It's making it British for you, Roger. When she was in hospital, for the last time, she gave me this and she said, I want you to give this to Garfunkel. She's a special girl. And I got this from your grandpa Dick, and I want you to give it to her and pass on it to your children one day and your grandchildren.
It's not an engagement ring, Roger, by the way. It's just a ring.
Darling, if there's one thing you've made clear, it's that you don't give a flying fuck about monogamy. It could have been an engagement ring, a wedding ring. It could have been a fucking blood bond. I wouldn't give a shit. I would still be perfectly happy to Roger you.
You are the sexiest man I've ever known.
You know, a lot of people have told me that.
And Simon, it feels so inappropriate to be saying that as you're telling the story of your grandmother's ring, but it's just the power he has over me is feral.
No, and I do, you know, I mean, you know this about me. I do identify as straight, but I don't know.
No.
There's something about, you know. I'm just saying, well, I get it. I get it. That's all I'm saying.
So we can end on good terms?
I don't see how me saying I find your
I'm saying if you were in my position and you were seduced by a man like Roger Bartrink, like...
Hang on. I don't know why the Bartrink's the one in the villainy seat now. Come on, love.
No.
Seduced
you.
Seduced
you. You did seduce me.
Oh, I seduced you. You followed me home, darling. Followed me home.
But you didn't. I followed you home, but then you're the one who turned around and said, spread them.
That is not an accurate retelling.
Well, then what happened? I followed you. Yeah. I was outside your apartment, yes. And you turned around and you said, spread them.
Yeah, so that is not accurate at all.
What are you talking about? That's literally what happened.
No, what happened was you followed me home from work three nights in a row.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, okay. And I was really weirded out at first. You were stood in front of my door on the third night.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Blocking the door. Right?
Okay.
You had your hand over the lock. I gestured to your hand. I said, spread them, as in your fingers. I was not... Simon, I want you to know I was not...
Simon, I want you to know that is... What he did was he put his hand... like between my thighs and kind of flopped around like a fish,
I would never pretend there was a fish.
And he goes,
flop around
him.
Like a fish between somebody's legs. I did not know. That is demented that you think I would do that.
That is what happened. Are we having our first fight?
Garthy, darling, I love that you're sexually aggressive. It's one of the first things I loved about you when we met was that I walked up, I said, hey, could you spread them? Fingers, that is. And you said, I'd like to spread you. And I said, what was that? And you said, I'd like to spread you
like
spread
you.
Butter on toast.
Like butter on toast
you
is what I
big,
said.
Big melty man.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, hello, I could get to know this girl. And we had our first threesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it sounds like you two really have something special. Now that I have my ring, all I'm going to ask for is, could I have the ship and the bottle back?
That I am keeping.
Are you serious?
That I did break.
You broke.
I was trying to get, so Roger, actually what happened is the first time he came over here. So that first night we went over to his
place. Leave me out of this.
Here. No, but I will tell him what actually happened was you saw the ship and the bottle and you said, oh my God, if only I could have one of those beautiful kinky things.
Yes.
And I said, well, there is one way to get it. And what I did was I then took it and I hid it on the floor. I threw it on the floor. And then I picked it up, glass shards in my hands and the webs of my fingers.
Simon, she was
all of that.
Bloody.
It was foul. It was all over the place. I couldn't stop.
Wasn't pleasant to look at, wasn't. I mean, even the smell, it was like iron in the air.
Iron,
awful.
Everywhere. And not a drop to drink. And I took my...
She took her hand. Simon, this is important. This is an important part of the story. She took her hand, bloodied, raw, looked like she shoved the fucking thing in a Vitamix. It was horrible to look at.
I took my hand.
From just a few shards of glass. How did that even happen? She was like pounding her fist into the broken glass.
I was taking out sand and like squishing it in my fingers.
Yeah.
I took my hand. I wiped it across my mouth. Blood all over my mouth.
Yes.
Then I wiped it across his mouth.
Yes, she did that.
Blood all over his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put the boat in the tub and just kind of played with it.
Yep, that's about the size of it. That's
and then we fucked in the kitchen.
Yeah, no, you fucked in the kitchen. I get that. And there was a third. There was a third person
and
there.
We did have a third.
Downstairs neighbor.
That's our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her husband watched. Hello. Cool. This has been, I don't want to say eye opening, because I think I might never sleep again. These stories, I mean, the hand thing is deeply concerning.
Well, speaking of eye-opening, one amazing thing that did happen
is
the most recent time that we made love And it did turn into making love. It
went
from
darling, darling,
to
don't tell
love.
Him this. This is graphic.
The most recent time, you know, oh. I was in the throes of it. And he kind of,
sorry
to you know,
interject. And she means throes. The way she tosses me around like I'm a little fucking ragdoll. I mean, it is fantastic.
You ever see,
you
Simon,
let a good
you know
one
Clockwork
go.
Orange? It's like he put
yes,
the clamps
I
on
know.
My
Second
eyes
date.
And he said,
I,
open your
together.
Eyes. Open your eyes. He clamped my eyes open because he did not
okay.
want me to like,
sorry.
He wanted me to be present.
No, I have to interject again. That is not an accurate retelling. Again, I really don't like the narrative you're spinning that I am sort of in some way the aggressor or even the dominant.
No, with the,
I mean,
with the glass blood hand, that was all me.
Yes. And then the eyes was really you spurring that on as well. I just want to make that clear for the record. So.
All this talk is making me really horny.
I don't want to mince words, am diamond hard.
Simon, I think you need to drive home because I don't know where we're going to do it. I don't know how.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
I'm not okay to drive. I can't.
Then you can stay and watch.
Just watch?
Just watch.
Okay.
Or sit in the hall.
Okay.
You're not joining.
Okay, that's fine.
You're saying it with a smile like, oh, okay. You're not joining.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying, you know, it's the least you could do.
What do you... That's... You need to leave.
No, I'm just saying, so least much, you
no,
could
no, get out of here.
Hey, Simon May, I was on your side. That was fucked up. That was really odd, what you just did. And I think, can I be honest, Simon? I think there's a way you could have played it where you could have got in the middle. I really do think there would have been a way, but that was not it, my friend. Do better.
Let's take a break. And we're back. Alf squeezed a little guy, and we're back.
I've got to go see a little guy about a squeeze.
That's so fucking nasty. Okay, enough fucking around. Here we go. This is a review.
No way.
Yeah, if you can believe it. This is a review.
Okay, I'm listening.
For the Jellycat Gracie Grouper Fish.
Sorry?
It is a Gracie Grouper Fish. It's a grouper.
It's called a grouper.
Fish. No, it's not.
It's literally called a grouper.
You're lying. No, it's not.
Sound
it's
off
grouper.
In the Discord. Is it a grouper or a grouper?
It Gracie Grouper Grouper. She has
I hardly know
wide
her.
Set eyes, and she's very cute. This is a review, 5 stars from, and there's no title, but it is from Petunia. So can I get a last name for Petunia?
Okay. How about okay, I need to prep the accent for this one.
Another deeply offensive accent.
Putting your shoes, Jimmy. We're going to church. So that's a Scottish man. He's talking to his son, Jimmy, who
this
needs to put on his
shoes. This is from putting your shoes, Jimmy. We're going to church. 5 stars.
Okay.
I love this puffy fish. It's my favorite thing ever to cuddle with. My gay boyfriend got it for me for a gift and a heart. I love this puppy fish. It's my favorite thing ever to cuddle with. My gay boyfriend got it for me for a gift.
That sucks.
If you can believe it. He's so sweet. God, he's so thoughtful.
What the fuck? Yeah, I mean, straight women are like this.
No, but it's like he's so... The thing I love most about Jonathan is how thoughtful he is.
Yeah.
Is how thoughtful he is.
Yeah.
That face.
No, I think he is really thoughtful.
Rose, come on. You're my gal pal who always speaks her mind. Lay it on me, sorority sister.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I sometimes I feel weird about the way you talk about Jonathan. That's all.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I don't know. Sometimes you say words that kind of feel dated.
I literally, I'm so, if I've offended you or anybody,
well, you
like
have.
I have. Oh my God. What did I say? I literally don't even remember. This is crazy.
Tutu, short for Petunia, when you, like, I love that you love when your boyfriend does, like, sweet, sensitive things for you.
It is the sweetest thing ever.
Said,
he's such a little mush.
I know. Yeah. When you said to me last week.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to believe what Jonathan did.
Well, girl, I say a lot of shit. I honestly don't remember like 80% of the things that I say.
Concerning. You said, oh my God, Jonathan did the sweetest thing. I got home from my work and he had put rose petals on the bed and he gotten a little glass of champagne. And I was like, oh
my God, it was the sweetest.
It really was. And I was like, wow, that's so sweet. And then you said, oh, I love him. He's such a fucking sissy. And it felt a little weird. It felt, I'm being serious. Tutu, I'm being serious. It felt a little weird. Like when we were in... when we were in college, like in 2007, that kind of language was like normalized. And I want to like challenge you to grow, because like the rest of the world has moved on.
Oh my God. Rose, you fully. I'm sorry. It's not funny.
It's like, you know, my brother's gay, right?
Misinterpreting what I mean.
Okay,
oh my God, my
I
love,
don't know
my
how
babe.
I misinterpreted that.
You misinterpreted that entirely.
Okay.
Are those the exact words that I said? Yes, of course they are. I do remember that because that night was the sweetest thing ever. It's like, it wasn't even a special occasion. Like, he's like, it's a Wednesday.
Right,
and I'm like,
which
what?
Is, I, again, like, I'm like, that's
just,
awesome.
So
I love that you love your boyfriend. Like,
and he was just like,
it's not
just
the
lay down.
At all.
I'll take care of you. Here's the rose. Here's the champagne.
Right.
Let's watch some Below Deck. Like, he knows how much I love that.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh my God, you're being so sissy. And what I meant by that,
yeah, that's
I know,
weird.
But what I meant, no. What I meant by
don't
that.
Say what I think.
I call
say.
My sister
no,
sissy.
No.
And so it's like, oh, he's treating me like a loved one does. Like, I call my sister, I'm like, oh my God, that's a sissy move. Like, whenever she's like,
you used it
hey,
as a noun.
No,
you said
you are taking it out of context. I meant
such
it like
a sissy.
You are family. Yes, like he is a sister.
Okay, so sub out the word sissy for sister. Does that make sense? Oh my God, he's such a sister. What the fuck are you talking about?
He's like a sister to me.
Okay, he's like a sissy to me. That's not what you said.
That's just, what
like,
I mean.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the
That's
benefit.
That's what I meant.
I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt on that one. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on that one.
That's literally what I meant. There's no benefit
okay.
of the doubt to give. That is
okay,
literally
fine.
What
yeah,
I meant.
I'm sorry,
and I'm offended that you would think that I would mean anything else. I do not use that kind of language.
No,
it is outdated
well,
and it is offensive.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I meant it like he is my sissy.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You were going to say that one. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. What else are you talking about?
No, I don't know if you're in a... I don't know if you're receptive, so I'm going to...
I am so receptive. I mean, I'm explaining what happened, and I deeply apologize if that came off as offensive. Like, that is so... I know it's impact over intent. Like, I really did not...
Yeah, that's fine.
I do not see it that way, and that's not how I meant it.
Okay.
And he knows that. You can ask him.
Okay, maybe I will.
Okay.
Cut to her getting coffee with Jonathan. Hey,
Rose. Tutu said that you wanted to meet up.
Yeah, I just thought.
It's good
you
to
know,
see you.
It's good to see you too. You haven't changed.
Oh my God, neither have you, gorgeous girl.
Stop! You're kidding.
I'm
look,
not.
No, I aged.
Hey, that's life, though. I mean, my God, like how grateful we should be. Like, what a gift it is to age.
You're not wrong about that. You're
I
not
know.
Wrong about that, but you don't really look like you have, okay? What do you...
Oh, come
somebody,
on, stop.
Hey, barista, I'll take one this guy's skincare routine.
Stop. No, Tutu gives me these awesome elixirs, and it's like a lot of collagen and colostrum,
wow, that's awesome that
you know,
for
stuff
you.
Like that. No, she's
Things
the best.
Well?
Like, she's honestly like a sister to me.
Say that again?
She's like a sister to me.
Your girlfriend.
Tutu. Yeah.
Nothing bumps for you with that.
No, she's my sissy.
Oh.
She's like my sister. Like the way that
okay.
you do,
yeah.
like the love you have for a family member.
The way you do
She said that you wanted to meet to ask me something.
Well,
I'm all ears.
Okay,
you know, you've always been my favorite of Tutu's friends.
Really?
Yes.
I always kind of got the impression you were more of a Marion fan.
Oh, gosh. I mean, listen, I'm never one to badmouth anybody, especially women. Yeah. But
And the dead? I mean, may she rest.
Women and the dead. And the fact that Marion is She's both of those woman. Things. Mm. Like, I would never
a dead woman.
Say anything bad about her. But.
But here it comes.
You know. No. And that's why I won't. Okay. That's all I'll leave it.
Because I'll say something about that dead B-I-T-C-H.
Hey, come on, Rose. It's not like you.
I'm just saying she cheated on the bar exam.
Well, we all know that.
I think that's messed up.
Malpractice out the wazoo.
Yeah, I think that's messed up. That's all.
Oh, but I agree.
She got what was coming to her, I guess.
That is.
Oh, I'm sorry. That felt weird.
That's really fucked up.
I guess what I wanted to ask you about was.
She got what was coming to
no,
her.
No, we don't have to dwell on the
no,
Jonathan.
It's just like, Rose, you've always been like the sweetest flower in the garden, other than my petunia, of course.
Isn't that funny that we were both named after flowers?
You're like a bouquet.
Yeah.
But
Rose,
I don't know,
Petunia,
sometimes,
and Marion.
Sometimes a bouquet goes bad. And Rose,
I've ever heard that
expression. I hope that that's not what's happening to you, because that was a really dark and twisted thing you just said about our late friend Marion.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I think I was jealous of Marion.
Because she made a lot of money?
Yeah, because after she cheated her way through law school, cheated on the bar, and she landed that huge big law job, and she was raking in the cash, and, you know, obviously, it became clear afterwards she was embezzling, but I didn't know that at the time. I thought it was all, you know, lawful gained, you know.
Of course,
money.
We all did.
Right, and that's what I told him. That's what I told the cops. Mm-hmm. You know, they were so convinced I knew something, and I really didn't.
We knew that she cheated on the bar, but that we thought that was kind of the most of
right. I never thought she would cheat like the company out of money like that. I never thought that. Anyway, and so I was jealous, and I'll be honest, I'm jealous of Petunia.
Well. I hardly blame you. She is kind of the best girl in the world, my sissy.
Don't you? Don't you ever feel like maybe what you two have is like
special?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
That maybe like she
is. Is this what you wanted to ask me about? Me and Tutu?
Yeah, like that she is a sister to you.
What do you mean?
Well, that maybe, you know.
What are you implying, Rose?
I'm just saying, maybe your relationship isn't fully, you know, romantic.
No, I don't know.
Maybe you'd be happier.
Would a relationship that is not romantic, would the guy be laying out flowers and champagne on a Wednesday night just because?
Well, yeah, I mean, it feels like you're trying a little hard.
Would
like, are you trying to prove it to yourself or prove it to her?
Taking her out
or us?
To romantic dinners and feeling her up at Lookout Point
I don't
on a Saturday just because.
Lookout Point? I didn't even know you could still get up there.
Would he be getting it up on a Monday night just because?
Yeah, Jonathan, this
that
is
my
this,
sissy.
This whole conversation.
And
stop. She called you gay.
Okay.
She said to me, last week, Jonathan walked out wearing these jeans, and they were super fucking gay.
She did not say
that. She said that. Your girlfriend, your beloved sissy, which is
oh my God.
Bizarre thing
I know what
call.
Happened. No. I know what
There's
happened.
There's no
I
way. There's no way.
I know what happened. And you are, listen, you are being such a good friend to me right now, and I know your heart's in the right place, but I'm going to tell you exactly what happened because this is very easily explainable.
Okay.
I recently came out to her as bisexual.
Okay.
And so she said, she said, she looked at me, probably what you saw is that she looked at me, she goes, you are super fucking gay.
That's not
and
what
I
she
said.
Said.
Yes,
no,
I am.
She said, those jeans are super fucking gay.
She was talking about my DNA because she knows that I was born it's not a choice.
I support that you're bi.
Doesn't sound like it, Rose. A lot of people don't know that.
But me and Marianne like made out a couple times in college.
I'm just saying that it really sounds like, especially like there's a lot of bi erasure around men. And so what I'm hearing is that I totally agree. I feel like you are vehemently disagreeing.
No, no, I'm serious.
I might need to talk to Petunia about what kind of company she's keeping.
No, Jonathan.
Because, like, this biphobia, the bi erasure...
I'm not biphobic.
It's like...
My brother's gay.
I gotta go.
No, wait. You look... You're such a... You're a pansy. See, I could do it too. I'm cool. I'm just like your sister. Your sister who you fuck.
Do we have time for one more?
I don't know if I have the strength for one more. Yeah, do another, Anna.
This is 5 stars.
Okay.
From Francesca. No last name.
Okay.
Any day now?
Okay, give me a minute. I'm cooking. Let him cook. Francesca.
Okay,
I've got it. Okay. Frances can't be played by yourself.
5 stars from Frances can't be played by yourself. The title is adorable.
Okay.
Gave it to a professor as an inside joke.
No.
And she loved it.
Absolutely
no
not.
Weird smell, soft and squishy.
What? Read that one more time for me.
Gave it to a professor as an inside joke, and she loved it. No weird smell, soft and squishy. Where'd you go? You
Just
fully went off
of
camera.
Some of them have a weird smell?
Maybe. Gave it to a professor as an inside joke.
I'm just saying.
It.
We went to theater school.
Yes.
You and I know a thing or two about overly close, overly familiar relationships with professors.
Yes.
I would say it was sort of rampant.
Yes. She's like my sister.
I would still have found it odd if I found out that somebody had just out of the blue bought a gift for a professor.
Bought a stuffed animal.
As an inside joke. And that's in theater school. If this is any other discipline,
even
the weirdness
weirder.
Level goes tenfold.
Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for coming into office hours today. I know that you had plans. You're working on your thesis. Do you know why I called you in today?
Is it about the bibliography?
No, that
I meant to cite the Wilson book, but I
that's okay. You can incorporate that into your next draft.
I thought it
draft.
Was pretty clear. I should have cited it. That much.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's that. Nope. It's okay. We can move on from
just,
that.
I would never plagiarize. I just want you to know that.
That's okay.
I
don't believe you would. You are a very good student.
Way too seriously. I would never do that in any class, even, but certainly not yours.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. You are a very good student. You're a very good writer, and
you really
your
mean that?
Narrative work this semester has been fantastic. I do mean that.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you.
Well, that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about today.
Yeah.
I think that the way that you see me and interact with me,
okay,
needs to remain strictly professional and in an academic setting.
I couldn't agree more.
Yes. So you did ultimately give me a toy shaped like a bowl of oatmeal.
Right.
And it has a smiley face, arms and legs.
Okay.
Don't
know why you're telling me this. I remember doing it. So.
Yes. The card that came along with it.
Yeah.
that I think was more concerning than why would you need a stuffed animal shaped like a bowl of oatmeal? Because that is not a stuffed animal.
Well, let me stop you right there.
Nope. Chief. Actually, no. I'm going to keep talking. Thank you though. But you can. That's okay. So the card.
The firm hand of the professor.
Let
struck the table with vigor, sent a shiver down her spine.
So that is, yes, you are quoting the card directly. It's the first couple lines of the card.
I'm just saying, you're a fan of my narrative work, or you're not a fan of my narrative work?
And then you went on to say, picked up a little something for you, but I'm sure you know that already. And then a laugh, you kind of drew the laughing, crying emoji.
Yeah.
And then you said, don't you remember?
Right.
Love, Sarah. I do not remember. Because I don't think anything like strictly your professor, and I appreciate I can take on a kind of mentor role, but this is not like we're not friends, Sarah.
I couldn't agree more. I do not.
Are you sure?
I do not want to be friends with you. The card was a reference. The oatmeal was a reference. I'm surprised you don't remember, but it was. Week two, I came into class and I had, brought my huge thermos full of oatmeal like I do every day.
And I have always said no food in class. Yes, that is a big rule that I have.
And you let out a big sigh and you said, oatmeal again. This girl's going to turn into a horse. You don't remember saying that. Sorry, you mind if I close this door? I'm going to close
Sarah, we're going to keep that open. We're going to keep that open.
Middle ground, crack it.
I
just feel like this is a personal conversation. I'm just going to shut it a little bit.
Sarah, we are ultimately going to keep the door open. Regardless of whether I said the comment about the horse or not, I do remember saying, oatmeal again, because that was the fourth time that week that you had brought oatmeal after I had said, please no food in class. It's very distracting. And a couple other students said, the smell of her oatmeal is making me want to gag.
It's a special ingredient.
What I said was, oatmeal again.
It's delicious. Tastes like caramel.
And then I said, please, Sarah, for like the respect of me just and your fellow students, stop bringing food into class.
Once you, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, once you get used to the smell, it won't bother you anymore.
That doesn't matter. Okay. You can eat whatever food you like outside of the classroom.
Oh, thank you for permission. What the hell?
I'm not.
I didn't realize you were my dietitian and my creative writing professor.
All I'm saying is,
okay,
stop bringing oatmeal into class and stop giving me presents. We don't have any inside jokes. I appreciate the kind gesture, and I appreciate that you view me with a kind of fondness. I'd rather that than the alternative, but it has to stay strictly
absolutely
professional. Great.
So Sarah chokes down the last of her durian. Locking eyes with a sultry professor.
Okay, and so this is ultimately what I was worried about.
What?
I fear that you are veering into a sexual kind of
fantasy,
parasocial relationship.
Fantasy
with me,
made reality.
And Sarah, this is where I'm going to have to ask that this either gets shut down right now, or I'm going to have to transfer you to another class.
I will zip it up.
Okay. Great.
He nodded in knowing recognition of what was shared between the two of them.
No. Nothing was shared. What we're sharing is an understanding that we are strictly professional. I do not view you in that way. I have a wife. I have a family. You are my student, and I do not see you in that way.
No. Me either.
Yes, you do, and I'm asking you to not.
Okay. Message received, loud and clear.
Great. Please leave my classroom.
She felt him undressing her with his eyes.
Nope, I did not.
Professor!
I did not. Looking at the cameras in the room, I did not I was not doing
he
that.
He slammed the door shut and covered the
no,
cameras.
The doors are open and the cameras are on. Professor, you are not making this happen.
Professor.
Sarah, I'm going to count to five. And if you are not out of my office by then, I am going to have to call the superintendent.
The superintendent?
Of the building, yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'm leaving.
Close the door on your way out, please.
Close my door on the way in?
Nope. Close the
door. Close my
door
on the way back
way
in, and then
out.
We
no.
fall in love?
No. You are going to leave the classroom. We're going to take okay. here. Okay. I take out the oatmeal toy. You're going to take this with you.
Okay. Fine.
You're taking that with you. I don't want it.
Okay.
She grabs the toy. The telltale scent is on it.
I don't know what that could mean.
That
the smell
musky,
of oatmeal.
That musky scent she's come to know all too well from
That's
the professor.
That's just my Old Spice. It's just my Old Spice deodorant.
He uses too much, and she doesn't even mind.
That's okay. Please leave.
Like a middle school boy, he sprays it on way too
That's
much.
That's all right. Okay, great, great.
What does his wife see in him? Nobody knows.
A lot. We've been together for 25 years.
She's sick of him, but she doesn't know how to say it.
Sarah. Get the fuck out.
Wow, swearing at a student. Nice.
Oh my god.
And I just want to say, that's the reality for higher education, for teachers in higher education today. They can't catch a break.
Let's go to our final segment.
Okay, hey guys, I don't really think that. I just want you guys to know that.
This
shook me.
Me. Oh.
All week long.
This shook me all week long. All week long. It's shaking me, evangelical cats.
Even now I am being shaken like a
What's been shaking you, bitch?
What the heck did you just call me?
I called you a little bitch.
Oh, if the shoe fits. Every year I see the Oscar-nominated animated shorts.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun. Go to the theater. A little omnibus. You know what I mean by that? Because I'm not sure I know what that word means. But it's like
a
they
little
show
omnibus.
Omnibus. It's like they show all of them. I don't think I do either. They show them all. I think that's what that means. But I don't even know what the color
so
colors
a program.
Are. Yeah, right. That's like they're all like 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes long, and they show them in like five, you know, in order.
Okay.
And this year's were bad. Or I don't want to say that because artists.
Well, you just did. Daniel, leave it in.
No, Daniel, cut that out. I don't.
Alf just called them all bad.
No, when I host SNL, like Iowa Devry, and the director of one of the Oscar nominated shorts is the musical guest. That's because of the J-Lo thing. It's really
yes.
I'm sure it'll be topical in 9 weeks when this comes out. Last year. There was a short, it was Ice Merchants was the name of it. And it is, there's no dialogue. You know, it's all orchestrated, you know, it's silent except for the soundtrack.
And so not silent.
Yeah, what the hell? Just... And I think there's like environmental sound. Like, I think you hear, like, it's not silent. There's just no talking.
Coral Green, Ginger Puppy, silent movie with music.
I just want to say, I know, I got to say this real quick. If you didn't like this episode, I'm sorry, because there's going to be a lot more like this, because we are recording. It is 8:40 on a Friday night, okay? So anyway, Ice Merchants. It was a wonderful, beautiful film. I cried in the theater. I rewatched it again yesterday.
But this was not this year.
This was last year. I cried okay. in the theater
so
watching
what's
it.
So what's shaking you is a movie from last year.
Oh, okay, Mrs. What's shaking me is that I am sexually aroused by a cartoon character from a movie that came out 15 years ago. That's every fucking one of your watch shook me's. And I say a year old
Whatever.
Short film
Fuck
is
this.
What shook me. And
Whatever.
And you've got an issue
I'm
with
over
that?
It.
Fucking
I'm over
quibble
it.
Tina. Go off.
I'm
fucking
over
what's
it.
Your shit? I don't even care.
What's shaking me?
Yeah, what is?
Is excitement. What's shaking me?
Okay.
Is that I'm going to see Madame Web tonight.
Oh, Madame Web.
Madame Web. And what's shaking me about that is that not only am I going to go see Madame Web,
okay,
but also the new AMC Nicole Kidman
holy shit
packages.
Is this your first time?
I think there's three of them. It's my first time seeing the new ones. And I think it's like there's three, and like they rotate in the theaters.
What if she just goes on the screen, she goes, heartbreak feels bad in a place like this.
So I'm what's shaking me is that I can't, like, all day I haven't been able to think about anything else but, like, it's gonna be such a crazy
about the movie
night.
Or the Nicole Kidman,
all of it, the whole experience. And yeah. Oh, sorry. Were you expecting me to say, oh, I want to fuck the Cuphead Devil? Because that's still true. That's just not what's shaking me. Yeah, it's still true. Whatever. And you know who else I thought about recently? The Fox, Robin Hood Fox from the 60s. Robin Hood. Yeah, I want to fuck him too. What's new? Like whatever. But yeah, I'm excited for Madam Web. I'm excited for Nicole Kidman. And that's shaking my ass.
I thought Madam Web was a Marvel movie.
It is not. And I saw a tweet that said, it was like a quote tweet of press tour Dakota Johnson. And someone tweeted, I think she very much thought that she was signing on to a Marvel movie.
Of course.
And that is very funny to me.
That's not true, Ellen.
Well, actually, that's not true, Ellen. You were invited.
Because you you threw a fucking fit when I didn't invite you to my party.
You can actually.
Never mind.
No, have I?
Have you seen
clip?
The clip where Dakota Johnson talks about being on the final episode of The Office?
No,
it's really funny.
I can't wait
because
to
she's like, "Oh, it was the worst day of my life. None of them speak to each other. It was so fucking awkward. Like, no one would talk to me."
Oh my god, she's
say
a case
what you
study.
Will. She doesn't have a filter.
Neither do you. And you can find that on Instagram at Alfred Inna. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review, Reddit r/ReviewReview, Discord, where it always pops off, at Review Review, HeadGum Discord, and then Jeffrey, James and I, Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff. Also, we need more theme songs, guys. This is a call to action podcast, original music. We need it or else we're going to be doing some acapella theme songs and nobody wants that. So yeah, send them over. Send them over, please.
And I'm going to reiterate what
I said. Sorry, reviewreviewshow@gmail.com.
What I said last time, which is that just because we can't be playing all these copyrighted songs anymore, doesn't mean they have to be originals, okay? There are, dare I say, centuries of music that you don't need to worry about. Sony is not going to come for your ass, okay?
Great, great reminder.
If Winnie the Pooh is in the public domain, so is, you know, a Noel Coward song.
Steamboat Mickey.
Steamboat Mickey.
Alf, where can you find me online?
I forgot.
Come on, you know.
Let me see if I remember. You can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Ansport, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXXXXX.com for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on BBC Radio 4, we're always saying it. We are never not saying it. Those jeans.
Those.
No. No, I'm gonna make you say it, bitch.
No, I'm not gonna
yes,
say
you
that.
Are. You are.
No, I'm
yes,
not.
I'm gonna get you canceled.
No, I'm. You are my sissy.
See, even
you're
worse.
You're my sissy. You're my sissy. We'll see you guys next week. Okay, bye.
Bye, sissies.
That was a HeadGum podcast.